Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Ravno smo se udeležili podelitev priznanj najbolj zaslužnim Slovencem v New South Walesu in eno dobitnico imamo tukaj med nami, sicer za univerzitetni študent leta, in to je bila Izabela Fabjančič. Imamo priložnost, da je pred nami. Welcome, Izabela Fabjančič, and congratulations first for your award for Tertiary Student of the Year. We heard a lot about your background. Firstly, obviously, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Very excited to be here.
We heard you did a Bachelor of Science and now you're doing Masters in Sustainability. So this is a very interesting topic, obviously, in today's world as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about your studies and your background.
Yeah, I started a Bachelor of Science in Wollongong. I did actually start with physical geography and then realised that side of it wasn't really what I wanted to do. I couldn't really grasp some of the math section of it. So I had done a couple of human geography classes looking at human development and how urban planning influences communities. So I decided to change to human geography and found that to be much more interesting. And that's where I really got inspiration to continue my studies into the environment and development and how that all connects with community and everything like that. So then when I finished my bachelor's, I moved into University of Sydney to do my Master's of Sustainability, which I am finishing this year. And that's really, really cornerstoned me into the environment is really what I want to look at and really what everyone should look at. And it's really important in this day and age as the environment is what provides us to live and we really need to look after it. So when I finish this, I am hoping to pursue something in sustainability, fingers crossed, looking at maybe about waste production, especially food waste, because that's going to be a really, really important thing in the next coming years, food and water availability for everyone, with the population especially. And yeah, so I'm very excited for the next stage of my life.
How did you get involved in this and why, I guess, how did the environment become so important to you?
I think I'd always been an environment girl. I think you could ask my parents and they would say I've always loved animals, I've always loved nature. I'm always the kid that wants to be outside in the trees rather than go to the city. I hate the city. You can ask anyone. I hate going to the city. I'd rather go, you know, west. And I always joke with my dad that if I ever moved anywhere, it would definitely be in the bush surrounded just by nature and the trees. And it's just, if you just go out there and you just let yourself sit there and just think about life, you don't realize what's around you until you do that. And it's just so, I just love it. I just love nature and wanting to look after it and everything like that. But yeah, I think, and especially being sick, I was outside the house a lot, had to go to the hospital. I was seeing different things every single day, seeing how everything connected, the environment, people, community. So I think I just grew up with the idea that nature is around us and it affects everything we do. And so when I got to this stage in my life, I definitely knew that that's what I wanted to do.
And we heard that incredible story of how you've been in and out of hospital since you were about 18 months old, from that perspective, and you've overcome those challenges to, you know, the lady that you are today. How does that change, I guess, your outlook then on life?
It's really interesting. A lot of people ask me, what do you remember? And to be honest, I feel like as a kid being sick, you don't remember as much as you think. But a gentleman did ask me, he goes, but I'm sure there were memories, you know, painful memories. And I said, there wasn't really. And I don't think I really thought, it was kind of just ingrained in my everyday life. Okay, this day I have to get up at 6 a.m. because, you know, dad and I, we're going to the hospital, I'm going to do a treatment. And then within 2 hours, I'd be back at school. It wasn't different for me. It was just one of those days you'd get up and you'd be like, all right, you're going to school today or not today, this is hospital day. It's like, I'm ready to go. Like, come on, mum and dad, we're going to go. Like, I was the kid that was like to mum and dad, we're going to be late. I was the one that was ready to go straight away. Like, I was telling them to hurry up. Like, I need to go and, you know, go to the hospital to get treatment that, you know, at that age, you don't really understand what the treatment's for. But, you know, it's to make yourself feel better. I don't think I ever had an issue going. I don't think mum and dad would ever say I could never get Bella out of bed to go. And then I'd go to school and finish my school day and come home and then next day go back to school. It was just part of life.
And you're a third generation Slovenian Australian. How did the Slovenian side, that you grew up on with both sides of your family, being of Slovenian background, how did that, I guess, shape you?
It shaped me a lot. It really taught me the importance of family. We were always at grandma and grandma's and nanny and poppy's, and they were always cooking the traditional food. I grew up on that. I love it. I think the Slovenian community, especially my grandparents, friends and everything, I think they really rallied around my family and I as well. And that really taught me the importance of family and community and keeping that strong. So then when we went to the events and everything, my sister and I were always involved. We were always up dancing. Even though I can't really do the dance, I always tried with my pop. My pop used to always get me up and be like, all right, let's go, we'll try. I was horrible at it, but I always had so much fun. And you don't realise how many friends you have. And even as a 20-something-year-old, I would count my grandparents' family and their friends as my friends as well. Like, you can just easily sit down and have a conversation for 5-10 minutes, even though you're completely different generations. And I think that's what's the really great thing. And that's really kept my initiative to keep going as a person of understanding community and family. And even with my work at the pharmacy, I always try, all the elderly people that come in, I always want to have a conversation with them, always ask them, how's your family going? What are you doing today? Do you need some help with anything? Do you want to just have a chat? You need to have a chat. I'm happy we can just go out for a couple minutes. And I think that's what it's really taught me. Family, values and culture.
And what does this award today mean to you? Tertiary Student of the Year at the Slovenian Community Awards in New South Wales.
It does mean a lot. I wouldn't say it's a recognition of my hard work. I think it's just to say maybe like a thank you. You keep going. You've got the tenacity. You know, I don't like to dwell on me being sick. I don't like to use that card very often. I don't say, well, I was sick and blah, blah, blah. It's a new day every day. You're just going to keep going. But the award is a really lovely thing to have. It was very exciting when my dad came home and said, so, you know, you want to invite a couple of friends to the celebration? I'm like, why would I invite a couple of friends? And he goes, because you're getting an award. And I was like, oh my goodness, message everyone who wants to come. So especially with my two friends being able to come, that was a really lovely thing as well.
Well, we congratulate you again for winning this award. And we hope that you continue all the work of the environment and all the outdoors that you obviously love, that you're passionate about. We can see that or as you're speaking. And we wish you all the best with all your future endeavours.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you for the award.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.